弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在新约里头，我们除了注重平安之外，我们还注重恩典。
In addition to peace in the New Testament, we also emphasize on
grace.
Grace.
所以使徒保罗，跟一般的犹太人不太一样。
So Paul, is a little different from the rest.
From the Jews.
From the Jews, a little different from the rest of the Jews.
犹太人到今天都是说平安。
So Jews until this day they say peace.
保罗先说愿恩惠平安从神我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
But Paul would say, may grace and peace from our Lord be given unto you.
我们在恩典中我们认识主是我们的平安。
In grace, we understand and know that God is our peace.
但是许多的圣徒常常失去了平安还不晓得。
So a lot of the people of God, they lost peace, they don't even know.
原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
因为主不是他心里头的主。
Because the Lord is not their Lord.
所以我们的主需要来光照，需要来拯救。
So our Lord needs to enlighten and also need to save us.
我们不需要常常失去平安。
We don't even need to lose peace.
如果我们珍惜恩典的话。
If we treasure grace.
否则平安平安只是在说而已。
Otherwise, peace would be just at our lips.
犹太人一直都说平安平安。
Jew often says peace and peace.
但是他们不要弥赛亚就没有平安。
But when they don't have Messiah, they don't have peace.
今天我们为什么选这样的诗歌来唱？
So why do we pick this song?
好像那个调子很旧。
The melody and the tune is old.
唱起来真的有一点悲伤的感觉。
And it does have a little bit of that sadness.
为什么要唱这样的诗歌？
Why do we sing this song?
要提醒我们信徒。
It is to remind us, remind the saints.
有两种的信徒。
That we have, there are two kinds of saints.
所有的人，我们假设都相信耶稣。
We all believe Jesus.
但是有两种的信法。
But there are two kinds of believing.
一种是信到主耶稣的里面。
The first kind to believe into Jesus.
一种是在外面心里头只是说说我信我信。
The other is just at their lips. They say they believe and they believe.
这首诗歌是从以赛亚书出来的一节圣经引发的。
So this song actually originated from Isaiah.
以赛亚有一个执事。
So the prophet Isaiah, he has a mission.
他要提醒那个时候还没有被掳的神的子民，他们其实已经被掳了。
Is to remind those at the time the Israelite yet when they were not captive, but indeed they were captive.
他们虽然还没有看见敌人把他们掳去外邦地，但他们实在的光景已经是被掳了。
So even though at the time they weren't really captive, taken by the enemy, but their condition was in fact captive.
所以先知以赛亚提醒他们。
So the prophet Isaiah reminded them.
告诉他们已经失去了一个属灵的实际在神面前。
Because they have lost the spiritual reality.
但是当以赛亚在宣讲神的话语的时候，
But when Isaiah proclaimed the words of God,
许多人听是听了却听不懂。
But even though they heard, but they did not understand.
看是看了却觉得还是很蛮繁华的一切。
So, what they saw was the prosperity in the society.
他们没有看见一个在以色列百姓中有一个荒凉。
They did not see the desolation among the people.
所以的百姓就彼此对说平安了，平安了。
So the people would say peace to one another.
这首诗歌叫以马内利，恳求降临。
This song talking about Emmanuel and May the condition of Emmanuel descend.
我们求主降临的目的是因为我们知道我们需要主的同在，我们才有实际。
The purpose of asking God's descent is because we understand the importance of God's presence.
所以我们宝贝常常在主面前要有新的恩典。
So we treasure, often before God, the new grace.
今天我们得了一点负担，要讲一个题目叫做救主。
So today we have a burden on this topic, Savior.
而且我们的耶稣是独一可靠的救主。
Our Savior is the only one trustworthy.
他到今天仍然施行拯救。
And until this day, he is still executing his salvation.
当人犯罪，他需要拯救。
When people sin, he needs to save.
当信徒已经失去了属灵的实际，他需要拯救。
He saved for those who lost their spiritual reality.
当有人抵挡神，他需要被拯救。
He saved for those who oppose him.
当有人知道神的旨意却行不出来，他需要被拯救。
He saved those who fail to execute God's will.
我们的主耶稣基督是独一的救主。
Our Lord Jesus is the only trustworthy Savior.
他是我们可靠的救主。
He is trustworthy.
请我们打开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
我们今天没有这个没有电是吧？不能控制 ，OK， 没关系。那个后面我们相信后面的弟兄为我们控制我们的。
Apparently we have some technical difficulty in the project.
我们在服事的时候常常都是要信心。
In our service we need to have this faith.
所以讲员特别要信心。
Especially the speaker.
因为不凭眼见。
We do not rely on something tangible.Because we cannot see.
但是我们在信心中都要看见。
In faith, we shall see.
今天早上我也特意的有一个要求，要求我们的节目越来越简，节目单越来越简化。
I also have this request. I'm asking to further simplify our topic or agenda.
Program.
Program.
因为我差不多已经讲了一年，我请大家来聚会一定要带圣经。
I've been saying this for about a year and asking all of you to bring your Bible.
我盼望我们越来越不需要看字幕上面的圣经，要看手上的圣经。
I'm hoping that you do not want, rely on what is being projected, but rather relying on your Bible.
一方面帮助我们听的时候要专注。
This is to help us to focus when we listen.
要花一点力气在聚会。
I use a little bit of effort in the meeting.
不是只是来好像看一场戏这样子，看完就走了。
It is not just to come here and watch a show and then leave.
来是真实要在主的话语面前有领受。
It is to really receive God's word.
那最起码的目的是叫我们能够翻圣经，能够熟圣经。
Minimally, we need to be able to turn to the Bible and also very familiarize with the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹手上如果没有圣经，请举手，我们请招待帮忙一下。
So please raise your hand for those of you who do not have Bible, our usher will help you.
我们慢慢发现在教会里头的服事是彼此配搭的服事。
So our service is really to complement one another.
从我们的招待开始就不是坐在后面观看的人而已。
From all the way from usher, they're not just really to watch people.
招待有一个任务。
Their mission.
要观看，要守门。
Is to watch.
而且也要帮助弟兄姊妹聚会。
Assist.
好，那个问弟兄，现在有人去找圣经是吧？好，那请再举手一下，直到你手上有圣经为止。
Please raise your hand until someone will locate a Bible for you.
我们发现这样子一下子又过了几分钟啊。
We realize a few minutes already passed.
所以请大家尽量的帮助我们的聚会。
We ask that you will help us to facilitate this meeting.
要带圣经。
To bring your Bible.
因为我们故意不把圣经节带打上去。
Purposely we did not put all the Bible verses on the project.
我们要来一起读主的话，请打翻开以赛亚书43章11节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.43:11.
43章11节，翻到我们一起来念。
Let's read.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。出埃及记十五章十三节。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 13。
你凭慈爱领了你所赎的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。使徒行传十三章二十二到二十三节。
The book of Acts chapter 13 verse 22 to 23。
十三章二十二到二十三节，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证，说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。诗篇十八篇一到二节。
The book of Psalm, chapter 18, verse 1 to 2.
我们从前面刮胡里头的字开始读。耶和华的仆人大卫的诗，交与灵长。当耶和华救我脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这事的话，说：耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你，耶和华是我的筵席，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。最后，《使徒行传》四章十二节。
Lastly, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。今天信耶稣的人都是得救的人。
Whoever believes is saved.
我们知道，我们所有的罪行都因着耶稣的宝血已经得赦免、得洁净了。
All our sins through the blood of Christ been forgiven and cleansed.
但是我们的神里面有一个很深的救恩的意念。
There is a very deep meaning in this salvation.
他愿意不止我们离开罪，成为圣洁的子民。
Not only he wants us to depart from sin.
而且救恩的目的要我们圣洁。
The purpose of this salvation is to make us clean, a cleansed,
holy,
holy.
叫我们能够与神的旨意有份。
So that we take part in God's purpose.
罪人跟神没关系。
Sinners and God has no bearing on one another.
天下人间没有赐下别的名叫我们可以得救。
There's no name has been given under heaven that we can be saved.
但是耶稣亲自来到地上做了世人的救主。
Jesus has come himself to become the savior of many.
叫我们因着他的流的宝血罪得赦免，成为圣洁的子民。
Because of his blood, we can be cleansed.
主的救恩却是要我们进入他的旨意。
His salvation is to have us enter into his purpose.
什么叫做属灵的实际？
So what is the spiritual reality?
一个属灵的实际必是一个有圣洁的人。
The spiritual reality signifies a holy person.
而且这个圣洁的人他是在神的旨意上有份。
This holy person has part in God's purpose.
所以我们作为一个得救的、蒙救恩的基督徒，
So when we are saved, a Christian,
我们愿意盼望神的实际在我们的身上。
We hope that we ask that God's realities on us.
我们就知道我们必须要继续仰望这位救主。
So we must continue to look to Jesus.
叫我们不但是远离罪。
not only we need to be depart from sin,
而且我们要住在神的里面,
but we must dwell in God,
与他的神圣的永远的旨意有份,
to be a part of his God's eternal purpose.
这样才是神创造跟救赎我们的目的。
That is exactly the purpose of God's creation and His salvation.
这样的子民才是在恩典跟平安里头过生活的子民。
So this kind of people is would be the one who live in His peace.
我们知道我们的神是自由拥有的神。
We know our God, He stands alone and He exists eternally.
啊，这个圣经原来的话叫他做亚伟。
The original saying in the Bible has a sound called Yahweh.
但是写圣经的人要我们能够读出来，所以叫他做耶和华。
So the one who transcribed the Bible in order for us to pronounce, so now this word became Jehovah.
耶和华的意思就是神是主。
The meaning of Jehovah is our God is the Lord.
而且这位主是自由。
And this God is someone who stands alone.
拥有的神。
Who exists eternally.
他是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
而且他在永远里头有一个旨意的神。
In eternity, he has a purpose.
所以我们每当读到耶和华的话，
So whenever we read the words of Jehovah,
我们知道他有一个目的，叫我们圣洁，与他的旨意有份。
We know his purpose is for us to be holy and then take part in his eternal purpose.
是这么样一位神要呼召我们来到他的面前。
This very God who calls us to be in front of him.
我们知道这里有一位耶和华，这里有一个我。
So here we see there's a God and there's a me.
在上面有一个神的永远旨意。
And on top of these two, there's this eternal purpose of God.
但是在中间有一个非常搅扰我们的东西。
But there's something in between that is very disruptive.
叫我们不能够与神成为一个联合的生命。
That prevent us from being one with God.
也叫我们跟神的旨意差得太远太远。
And ask us to be very far from His eternal purpose.
这个就是我们今天要注意的一个点。
This is something that we need to pay a lot of attention to.
在神和人中间有一个动物叫做蛇。
So between God and human, there is this animal and which is serpent.
当神在创造一切的时候，
when God creates the earth.
All things. 在创世纪第三章那里说
So in the book of Genesis chapter 3,
耶和华所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的更狡猾。
Among his creation, only the serpent is the most conniving.
本来如果只有神，只有人，那行神旨意是好像是理所当然很顺的事情，必然发生的事情。
So if there's only God and human, practicing God's will should be very natural and smooth.
但是在当中有一个东西叫蛇。
But between the two, there's this serpent.
它有另外一个名字叫做撒旦。
And another name for that is Satan.
蛇很聪明。
The serpent is very wise.
它在一切的受造中，它更聪明。
He is the wisest among all the creations.
他聪明在哪一个点上？
So exactly how wise is it?
他聪明在他认识神的旨意上。
He knows God's will.
他知道神有一个旨意是为着人的。
Because it understands God's eternal purpose is for human.
但是这条蛇不是一个人。
But this very serpent is not human.
他羡慕这样子的旨意能够成就在他的身上。
He also admired this eternal purpose and wishing this would be on him.
但是神没有拣选蛇，拣选了人。
But God did not choose serpent.
所以那么聪明的蛇知道神的旨意，他有一个意念，就是要抵挡神。
Understanding God's purpose, so he is trying to oppose God.
所以我们来到神的话语面前,
so when we come before the words of God,
我们看见我们这个人需要被神制作拯救,
so we need to be saved and more and shaped by God.
叫我们不但只 有神的旨意在我们的身上, 也愿意遵行神的旨意。
So not only we have God's eternal purpose in us, but we need to be shaped by Him.
我们越知道神的旨意, 我们越要求主帮助我们远离蛇的生命跟影响。
The more we understand God's eternal purpose, and the farther that we should be away from the way of the serpent.
今天圣经在信徒的手中已经有很长很长的时间。
So the Bible is in our hand for a long time.
借着圣灵的启示, 我们很多人都认识了神永远的旨意。
To the revelation, a lot of us understand God's purpose.
但是在圣徒的当中, 甚少人有这样子的一个实际。
But it is very rare to have this reality, spiritual reality among the saints.
就是他们愿意远离蛇的生命, 而且在神的旨意上有份。
That is to depart far from the way of serpent, but be close to the eternal purpose.
今天我们要稍微的讲一讲三个人物跟我们救主的关系。
So let's touch upon the lives of three persons and how it relate, how they relate to us.
就是我们刚才所读过的圣经节。
So we just read in our Bible verses.
以赛亚书43章是说到雅各怎么样改变成为以色列。
In the book of
Isaiah.
Isaiah, it talked about how the life of Jacob has been changed.
Into Israel. 出埃及记15章说到以色列被掳的子民怎样从仇敌手中拉出来成为得胜的子民。
So in the book of Exodus chapter 15, it talked about how the people of God been saved from the enemies, from the hands of the enemy into his land.
To become a victorious people. 诗篇18篇说到大卫他怎么样从仇敌一切的仇敌和扫罗的手中被救出来。
So Psalm chapter 18 talked about how David was saved from the hands of his enemies and also from the hands of Saul.
有些人问, 那这个跟我有什么关系?
And then some people may ask, how does it relate to me?
那我们说在圣经里头有的跟我都有关系。
So whatever we see and read in Bible has something to do with us.
因为神要借着这些人物给我们看见我们今天自己的光景。
To the condition of these people that we can see our condition as well.
雅各的名字叫做狡猾,叫做抓。
So the meaning and the significance of the name of Jacob is grab or deceit.
以色列的名字叫做神尊贵的王子,叫做没有诡诈。
So the meaning of Israel is the prince, the noble prince, and without deceit.
雅各一生他是愿意遵行神旨意的人。
Jacob, throughout his life, he wanted to do God's will.
但是他里头有一个很狡猾的生命。
But he had the life of a deceitfulness.
他要用自己的方法去得着长子的名分跟一切的祝福。
Through his own schemes and ways to obtain the name of firstborn.
跟谁很像?
他的生命跟蛇很像。 He's very similar to the life of a serpent.
蛇就是神的旨意很好,但是我要神的旨意在我的身上成就。
The life of serpent, just like God's purpose is very good, but I also want to have something to do with it.
他要抢夺神的荣耀,成为他的荣耀。
He wanted to take the glory of God as though for his own.
雅各就是要抓。
And Jacob wanted to grab.
今天在世界上不想抓的人不会发达。
So the people in this world, if they do not want to grab, they would not become prosperous.
但是抓得越多的人, 他的愁苦越多。
But the more you grab, the more sorrow.
因为圣经也说了, 以别的代替耶和华, 他的愁苦必定加增。
So if you use something else to substitute God, and then the sorrow will increase.
今天我们唯一得真实平安，有一个在神面前。 旨意有份的，我们必须要远离蛇的生命。
The only way we can obtain peace and take part in this purpose is to depart away from the way of the world.
圣经说，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
The Bible said, "Only I, even I, am the Lord." I'm.
雅各一生以自己所抓的为他的骄傲。
Jacob used the way how he grabbed the things of the world as his
他抓到手的时候, 他都以为是自己的聪明。
So whatever he obtained is something that he's very proud of.
但是他所有抓到的都叫他愁苦加增。
And quite to the contrary, whatever he obtained and it became his very soul.
我们感谢神, 他知道人的软弱。
We praise the Lord that He understands the weakness of a human.
虽然有人想行神的旨意, 但是他也真知道我们的本性是什么。
So even though that we wanted to do His will, but He also understands our nature.
神很喜欢拣选雅各, 因为他要神的旨意。
God wanted to choose Jacob because Jacob wanted to do God's will.
但是神也晓得雅各不能行出神的旨意。
But God also understands Jacob could not do his will.
所以我们耶和华的手一直加在雅各的身上, 要剥夺他, 制造他,
So the hands of Jehovah been on Jacob until one day that he departed from the way of the serpent.
雅各到年老的时候, 他为12个儿子祝福。
So during his old age, Jacob gave his blessing to his 12 sons.
在那个时候, 他已经从一个抓的人变成一个尊贵的人, 活在神面前。
So he has changed from the life of someone who grabbed to someone very noble.
但是他自己为神做的见证说, 我一生愁苦日子又长又苦。
So he testified and by saying that his life was full of sorrow.
但是结果他真的因为神的拯救成为一个尊贵的王子。
But because God's salvation, he has become someone who is very noble.
当他一个一个为他的儿子祝福的时候,
So when he blessed his son one by one,
很多儿子 有些好的, 有些不太好的。
Among them, some were good, some were not.
但是最摸到雅各的心的时候, 就是为他的一个儿子叫但祝福的时候, 发生的一些事。
So the one who was most notable was Dan.
在创世纪49章, 雅各给12个儿子祝福。
So in chapter 49, how Jacob blessed his 12 sons.
他当祝福到雅各的时候, 我们一起来翻一下好了, 49章, 我们从16节读到18节, 创世纪49章,
Chapter 49, Genesis.
但必判断他的名做以色列支派之一，但必做道上的蛇，路中的灰，咬上马蹄，使骑马的坠落以后，耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。雅各知道他的儿子但有一个像蛇的生命在他里头。
So Jacob understood that his son Dan had a life of a serpent.
你知道一个父亲, 他自己发现自己是蛇, 还没有那么痛苦。
And so it wasn't as bad knowing that he himself has a life of serpent.
但是当他发现自己的儿子竟然像蛇一般。
So but when he realized his son had a life of a serpent.
哦，他不想他的儿子所受的痛苦跟他一样。
He didn't want his son to go through the life like he had.
除非我们不是神的儿女，神不会理我们。
Unless we are not the children of God, but God would not depart from us.
神要管教他每一个的儿女。
He must discipline his children.
如果我们里头有像蛇的生命，我们要受的管教是多深啊！
So if we have a live serpent, our discipline from God would be very
deep. 雅各从来不讲消极的话。
Jacob never said anything that is very pessimistic.
他只有一个宣告：耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
So he only has one proclamation, and he said, "I have waited for your salvation."
每一个蒙光照的圣徒都要看见，我们里头有耶稣基督荣耀的生命。
So in God's light.We need to see that we have this glorious life in God.
但是什么时候我们不以主为主的时候
So whenever we are not seeing our Lord as our Lord,
里头那个蛇的生命就要出来摇人的后跟
So this life of serpent will manifest and will bite the heels
of man,
of a man.
也会摇马的后蹄
Also will bite the heel of a horse.
蛇是挡路的。
The serpent is to block.
蛇叫人不能得进神的旨意。
It prevents us from entering into God's purpose.
雅各给我们一条路。
And Jacob has laid open a way.
当我们发现我们里头有一个毒蛇这样子的生命出来了。
So when we find out there is this life of serpent in us.
我们要等候耶和华的救恩。
So we must wait upon God's salvation.
雅各的为什么他能够变成神的王子
？So how did Jacob become the noble prince？
因为雅各承认
，because he acknowledged。
做主的门徒，今天也要学习一件事情。
So in order to become God's disciple, we also need to learn one thing。
就是我们一切的好处都不在神以外。
Our well-being is
nothing good。
Nothing good besides God.
In us, besides God. 只有耶稣基督的生命是行神旨意的生命。
So only the life of Jesus will practice God's will.
我们里头灰蛇的生命就是抵挡神旨意的生命。
So this life of serpent would only oppose God.
我们要等候耶和华。
We must wait upon God.
神愿意得着我们成为他合神心意的人。
God wants to obtain us so that we can be after his heart.
有一天耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
So when Jesus one day, he became flesh.
当远远的有一个人心里头在等候耶和华的救恩。
So that far away there was a person who waited upon God's heart.
下个礼拜啊，下个礼拜我们就要读到这些事了。
So a few weeks from now we will be reading this matter.
我们在查经的时候就会读到这个。
In our Bible study, we'll be covering that subject.
在那里有一个叫拿但业的人。
So there's a person whose name is Nathaniel.
他就是在那个无花果的底下再来想以色列的救赎。
So under this tree, Nathaniel was thinking about.God's matter, God's
这个人是一个心里头没有诡诈的人。
So in this person's heart, there's no deceit.
意思他要行神的旨意是真的。
Because when he wanted to, it is real. It is true that he wants to practice God's will.
而且这个人里头已经弃绝了毒蛇这样子的生命。
He has abandoned the life of a serpent.
所以主耶稣远远的就看见这样子的人。
So Jesus saw this person from from a far distance.
但是主耶稣在肉身中，人家看他还是有一个遮蔽。
So in flesh, when people see Jesus, there's still that shield.
Yeah. 那个拿但业就是说，从那个拉撒勒来的有什么好的
？So Nathaniel said, "What can come out of Nazareth? What good would it come out from
Nazareth?" 我们有一点祷告。主，我们的心感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
叫我们听你的道不在头脑里头。
So when we listen, it's not to our intellect.
叫我们服侍也不在头脑里面。
So when we serve you, it's not to our.
叫我们的信靠是在灵里头，在心中。
So when we trust you, it's to our spirit.
主，我们求你帮助。
So may you help us.
你的同在是我们最需要的。
Your presence is our most needed.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
主耶稣看见拿单业说，这个是心中没有诡诈的人。
So Jesus saw Nathanael as someone who has no deceit in his heart.
因为这个人有什么就说什么。
Because he will call a spade a spade.
他不会给人面子。
He would not consider a human.
在世界上说，这个人不是太圆滑的一个人。
So in God, in world standard, you know, someone would say he's not a very smooth person.
但是耶稣基督就是要称赞这样子的人。
But Jesus wants to praise a person like that.
拿单业心中没有诡诈。
Nathanael, someone would know deceit.
这样子的人要得着救恩。
It is that kind of person who will receive salvation.
所以我们知道要行神的旨意，心里头一定要没有诡诈。
In order to do God's will, we must not have deceit in our heart.
而且我们要全心遵守神的旨意。
So we must do God's will in a pure heart.
这样子的人，神要亲自来启示他的自己。
It is that kind of person God will reveal himself directly.
有些人不晓得进哪一个大学，要寻求神的旨意。
So a lot of some of us they wanted to go to a university and then through this matter they seek the will of God.
有些人不晓得要买这个房子还是不买，要寻求神的旨意。
So in the matters of buying a house, they want to seek the will of God.
要寻求神的旨意好像很多。
It looks like that, you know, there are a lot of reasons for us to seek the will of God.
但是今天简单的跟大家说一下。
But simply said,
神的旨意必定向你显现。
The will of God will be revealed to you.
但是神不会告诉你这个那个。
But God will not tell you this or that.
除非你是心中没有诡诈的人。
Unless you have no deceit in your heart.
除非你是愿意遵行神旨意的人。
Unless you want to do God's will.
有些人在学跟随神旨意的时候。
So there's some of us who want to learn to do God's will.
他明明要买 BMW.
He wanted to buy a BMW.
他假作谦虚。
But he wanted to pretend that he's not.
然后主啊，是不是 Toyota Corolla?
Then he would pray that would Toyota or Corolla be more appropriate.
然后主说是 Corolla.
And then God said Corolla.
然后他说主，我还要等候你的救恩。
Then this person will insist that I need to wait upon your salvation.
结果三次四次祷告之后，忽然间主说 BMW.
So after three or four times a prayer like this, then God said BMW, then he was very happy.
就好高兴买了一辆 BMW.
Then the person was very happy after he bought a BMW.
哎呦，还要做见证，主怎么带领他的？
Then this person would try to testify how in the journey about this buying a BMW.
弟兄姊妹，心中有诡诈，就永远不清楚神的旨意。
So if there is deceit in your heart, you will never understand the will of God.
根本没有想要顺服主的，就不会晓得神的永远旨意。
So if you do not want to obey God, there's no way to understand the
will of God. 我们可以挂名做一个信徒。
So on our lips, we can say we are a Christian.
挂名就 by name.
By name.
那但是我们一直没有真心的要来归向主。
But in us, we really don't want to obey.
就与神的实际差得太远太远。
Then we'll be very far from God's reality.
今天我们要来看怎么样寻求神的旨意。
So today we'd like to see how to seek the will of God.
我们就先要准备好自己是心里头要远离毒蛇的那个生命。
So we must prepare to be far, far away from the life of a serpent.
而且愿意圣别成为行神旨意的一个人。
So we must be holy so that we can practice God's
will. 要认识神的旨意要从四方面。
So in order to understand God's will, there are four different ways.
上面有看见了哈，是圣灵、圣经、环境跟教会。
They are spirit, Bible, environment, and church.
那今天我只是稍微点一点，不再一一的解释。
So I'm only going to touch upon these four things, without going very deep into it.
啊，今天呢是在我们很普遍在基督徒当中有一种很神神秘秘、神神话话的人。
So it is very common that we have a bunch of we have this.
他们认识神的旨意呢，不是从圣经来的，不是从环境来的，也不是从教会来的。他们就是说，圣灵这样告诉我的。
So the way they understand God's will are not through the four ways we just mentioned, but rather they said is.
那有一些呢，又很四平八稳的。圣经这样说，所以我这样行。但是呢，圣灵跟环境跟教会都没有这样说。
But some would say that the Bible said that, but the Spirit, environment, and church did not.
我们所要的就是说，圣灵有这样子的感动，圣经有这样子的带领，然后在环境中有这样的证实，教会也有人给你来印证。
So not only the Bible has to tell you, but has to be verified and testified through the Spirit, the environment, and church.
所以我们每一个人要跟主的关系要对。
So we must have a right relationship with God.
才会有圣灵的感动。
So then we have the touching of the Spirit.
我们对主的圣经的认识不能够片面，凑一节圣经就说这个是主的旨意。
So our understanding of the Bible cannot be very piecemeal.
然后我们还要看环境。
We also have to understand the environment.
主在环境中也常常对我们说话。
Because God often speaks to our environment.
然后我们还要求教会的弟兄姊妹成为我们的遮盖跟保护，印证一下。
So we had to rely on the people in the church to validate.
这样的人在神的旨意上就不会跌倒。
So is that kind of people would not fall on God's will?
有一个神的仆人，他一直在寻求主。
So there's a servant in God of God that's seeking at God's will.
圣经已经告诉他要不要在那里聚会，要离开了。
So the Bible stated very clearly saying not to meet in this assembly.
在那个环境中也觉得实在他不合适在那里侍奉。
The environment also verified that it is not appropriate for him to continue.
教会的肢体们对他也一点觉得这个人可有可无。
So the members of the church equally validated the fact.
但是这个弟兄只要圣灵的印证。
But this brother wanted to have a verification from the Spirit.
其实如果他顺服主。
But if this person were to obey God.
啊，接受教会、环境、圣经的教导。
He were to accept the teaching from the Bible.
他圣灵就会在他面前开路。
Then the Holy Spirit will open a way.
但是他坚持一定要圣灵说什么话。
But he insisted to hear from the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就一直不说话。
Then the Holy Spirit became silent.
他受亏损。
He suffered.
教会也受亏损。
The church suffered as well.
我们要知道要认识神旨意的人。
So we have to understand someone who knows God's will.
我们没有自己的选择。
There's no our choice. The choice is not up to us.
我们也不做自己的工。
We are not doing our work.
我们做神的工，我们就是侍奉神的人。
When we do God's work, then we are serving God.
我们做人的工，我们是世界的一份子而已。
When we do people's work, the world's work, then we are a part of this world.
今天我们愿意由主的话来引导我们。
We want God's word to lead us.
我们愿意成为一个没有诡诈的人。
We want to be people who are without deceit.
我们也愿意行在神的旨意中。
We're willing to do God's will.
然后我们看两个人物。
Let us look at two persons.
一个叫摩西，一个叫大卫。
One is Moses, the other one is David.
摩西带领以色列的百姓出了埃及。
Moses who led the Israelite to leave Egypt.
因为神向他显现。
Because God appeared to him.
因为圣灵向他呼召。
The Spirit called him.
因为圣经向他说话。
the Bible spoke to him.
因为环境有很大的需要。
And the environment had a need.
因为肢体们也印证他的领导。
And the members also verified that particular need.
他靠着主的恩典一直带领百姓往前。
Through his grace, Moses led God's people.
整个以色列百姓都晓得神的作为。
The whole Israelite understand God's way.
因为神的神迹奇事一直跟随着以色列百姓。
God's miracle follow the Israelites.
只有摩西知道神的作为。
Only Moses understands God's way.
所以摩西成为一个他们代表他们的救主。
And Moses represents Savior to them.
摩西也代表在外面拯救我们的那个救恩的力量。
And Moses also signifies the outer strength.
所以当摩西带领百姓过了红海之后，
So when Moses led his people across the Red Sea,
摩西就跟着全以色列人唱起摩西的歌，是那么样雄壮得胜的歌。
And then he led the Israelites to sing the song, and it was very victorious.
就好像我们在教会里头有一个奋兴会，忽然间大家都晓得神的能力，神的作为。
So it's almost as though that in our church when we were all inspired and to sing about God's way.
很高兴，很高兴。
We were very happy.
但是以色列百姓并不认识神。
However, Israelites really did not understand God's purpose.
保罗的话说他们不是真以色列人。
And like what Paul said,They're really not true Israelites.
主耶稣说，心里头没有诡诈的，那个是真以色列人。
Only those whose heart without deceit, they are the true Israelites.
神的旨意在要把雅各变成以色列。
God's purpose is to turn Jacob into Israel.
也要把这样子的属灵实际做在每一个信徒的身上。
And he also wants to do this reality, this work of spiritual reality.
是的，我们每一个人得救过了红海，都是神奇妙的作为。
Yes, when we pass this Red Sea, it's God's way.
但是我们仍然要求主显现在我们的里面，叫我们认识他在我们里头做什么。
But we must pray that he can reveal in us.And what is he doing in our heart?
只要认识主的救恩在身体的外面，他们结果都要倒闭旷野。
To only see the external, just like the Israelites, they all fell in the wilderness.
但是真以色列人不会倒闭旷野。
If it's true Israelite, they would not fall in the wilderness.
救主要一直拯救他，直到路的终点。
God will save them until to the destination.
所以另外一个人我们要看一下就是大卫。
The another person is David.
大卫在诗篇18篇跟撒母耳记下22章都是说同样的话。
So, it's mentioned in the book of Psalm 18 and also Samuel.
大卫在什么时候写这样子的诗篇?
So when did he write this psalm?
是在神耶和华救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗的手之后。
So it's only after when God saved him, David, from the hands of his enemies and also hands of Saul.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David is a man after his heart.
所以神选了他做王，废了扫罗。
So when God chose him to be the king and abolished Saul,
大卫心里头只有要神行神的旨意。
So in David's heart,He only wanted to follow God and do His will.
大卫是一个在神面前那么样明亮的一个器皿。
So he's a very transparent vessel.
弟兄姊妹，我们想起一节圣经，就想起大卫。
So we remember David by reciting this verse.
主耶稣说，我们要灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。
So Jesus said that we have to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as doves.
今天早上我在祷告的时候，忽然间就想起大卫。
So in my prayer, I remember David.
大卫真认识神的旨意。
David really understands God's will.
大卫真要神的旨意。
And he wants God's purpose.
他灵巧像蛇。
He's wise as a serpent.
蛇最认识神的旨意。
And a serpent really understands God's will.
但是大卫在肉身中，他也只是个人。
So in flesh, he's only a human.
他，但是他非常的聪明，他所有的灵巧都是要为了神的旨意。
But David is a very smart person, and everything he does, he wants to do God's will.
他也愿意行在其中。
He wanted to be on this way.
但是为什么大卫受那么多苦呢？
But why did he, why David would, suffer so much?
因为大卫也太像耶稣基督。
But he's very like, Jesus.
他纯良像鸽子。
He's harmless as doves.
有些人认识神的旨意，但是不纯良像鸽子。
Some wanted to do God's will, but they're not as harmless as doves.
结果他们就要建立自己的王国。
They wanted to build their own kingdom.
他们拿了一本建造教会的真经。
When they have some a book of
the secrets of building up the church,
some kind of secret of building up a church.
然后就独自一人靠自己的霸权来建立教会。
Through their might, to build the church.
结果是照着他的形象跟样式造出一个教会来。
But it is according to this person's likeness and image to build this church.
大家了解我在讲什么？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
但是大卫不是这样建立他的国度。
But David did not build his kingdom like that.
当有人跟大卫斗争抢夺的时候，
So when someone wanted to oppose him and struggle with him,
大卫一直倚靠神来胜过一切的仇敌。
David conquered through his relying on God.
大卫对扫罗从来没有动一个手。
David never lay a hand on Saul.
大卫也从来没有为他自己家庭里头的分裂来对付他的儿子。
He did not really deal with his family member.
大卫从小就在家里头受欺负的孩子。
So he was often being taken advantage in his father's household.
最认识神的是他。
He's the only one who knows God the most.
但是最像神的儿子也是他。
He's also the only one is very like Jesus.
他灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。
Yes, he is wise as a serpent, but he's also harmless as doves.
神的旨意在大卫身上通行过去。
And God's purpose is actually through him.
在他大卫的晚年的时候，当一切的手神救他从一切的仇敌手中救出来和扫罗的手中。
So in his old age, after God has delivered him from the hands of his enemies,
大卫没有说这个是我所建立的国度。
David never claimed that this is a kingdom that I built.
大卫说这个不是我的职事。
David said this is not my mission.
大卫只说一件事情，我是靠主过来的人。
And David only said one thing, it is through God that how I live
through these days. 所以我们看一下诗篇十八篇。
So let's read chapter 18 Psalm.
大卫宣告说，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
大卫知道主是他的力量。
David knows God is his strength.
他凭什么有那么大的力量可以建立一个以色列国？
To what strength that he could build this kingdom of Israel?
因为主是他的力量。
Because God is his strength.
因为行神旨意的是主在他的里面。
Because the person who practices God's will is God himself.
保罗凡事只是认定耶稣基督。
Paul,
那个大卫凡事只是认定他的耶和华。
David only focused on God as His way.
他知道在无论他的人受到许许多多在环境上的压迫。
So, however stressed, oppressed under the condition,
耶和华是他的力量，是他里面的生命，我爱你。
Jehovah is his strength and his inner strength.
然后下面第二节很稀奇，大卫的见证。
So, verse 2 is David's testimony.
大卫说，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨。
The Lord is my rock and my fortress.
我的救主，我的神。
My God, my rock.
我的磐石，我所投靠的。
In whom I take refuge.
他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚。
My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
是我的高台。
My stronghold.
保罗一生，对不起，大卫一生在地上过的日子不容易。
So the life David led was not easy.
不容易，因为他认识神的旨意。
It was not easy because he understood God's will.
不容易，因为他存粮像鸽子。
It was not easy because he was harmless as doves.
大卫对仇敌是绝对的，要击杀的。
So David was absolute to his enemy because he wanted to.
但是他对神的百姓一点办法都没有。
But he was harmless to God's people.
他对家里的人一点办法都没有。
He also is harmless to his family members.
大卫对他哥哥一点办法都没有。
He's also harmless to his brothers.
他对哥利亚很刚强。
He's very strong in front of Goliath.
大卫对扫罗一点办法都没有。
He was also harmless to Saul.
但是他对扫罗派他要去打的敌人一个都不留。
So, but he was merciless to the enemies of Saul.
大卫对反叛他的儿子亚撒龙一点办法都没有。
He was very harmless to his son Absalom.
他情愿他自己受到所有的亏损。
He rather to be the one who suffered.
当他的大将军约雅说，大卫，你为什么要逃？我们就可以打回去把亚撒龙干掉。
So when his general Joel talked to him saying, "Why didn't we fight?"
大卫说，我们不能让以色列家有分裂。
But David replied, "We cannot have strife and conflict among the."
当大祭司把约柜抬出来，我跟你一起走。
When the high priest said, "I'm going to carry the ark,"
大卫说，我岂能让神的约柜跟我漂流呢？
How could I leave the altar of God just like me wander?
大卫只要神的旨意，但是他存粮像鸽子。
He wants God's will, but he's harmless as doves.
神是他的救主，他的神。
God is his savior. His
大卫一生的遭遇就是什么？
His encounter.
他一生的遭遇就是岩石，就是山野，就是那个山洞，就是那个野地。
So throughout his life, all he encountered was wilderness, rock, and caves.
好像大卫有家归不得，有国回不去。
As though that he had family and nation, but he could not return.
大卫杀仇敌那么绝对，但是对家人一点办法都没有。
He was absolute to his enemies, but to his nation and his family,
感谢
主, he was harmless.
神借着这样子的人，把他的属灵生命实际做成了。
So to a person like David,
借着大卫救主可以来到地上。
He completed the eternal purpose, and through him the Savior came.
大卫是何等伟大的一个生命。
He was has such a wonderful life.
大卫说，主啊，你是我的什么？岩石。
And David said, "You are my fortress."
许多时候大卫没有什么，不住在皇宫，没有什么荣华在他的身边。
And David often did not live in the luxury of a palace.
当他在漂流，在旷野地，在逃亡的时候。
So when he was in exile in the wilderness,
大卫只看见岩石，只看见山洞。
He only saw the caves and rock.
但是感谢主，大卫里头有一个力量。
But praise the Lord, he has the strength in him.
叫他看见岩石，他看见主。
So when he saw the rock, he saw the fortress.
当他看见山洞，他看见主是他的山寨。
So when he saw caves, he understand this is God's his stronghold.
当他活在险野的旁边，他知道这个是他的高台。
So when he lived at the cliff,
没有人这样形容神的。
He saw this is actually his fortress.
大卫认识主耶和华一直在他的里面。
David understood Jehovah was in his life.
他说， 耶和华你是我的磐石我的高台。
And he said, God, my rock.
你是我的盾牌。
My shield and the horn of my salvation.
他虽然漂流，但是他没有受到什么生命的危害。
Even despite his wandering, but he
主保护了他。
His life was not compromised because
God protected him. 虽然他在漂流，但是主神是他拯救的脚。
Even though he was wandering, but God protected his feet.
什么是拯救的脚？
What is this saving feet?
以色列百姓有拯救的脚。
In Israel, there is the saving feet.
当以色列百姓有紧急事情发生，有特别事情发生，那个祭司要吹起羊角，那个就是拯救的脚。
Okay, so when there is any emergency and crisis, and often the priest will blow the horn.
当神的旨意要往前，百姓要起来往前走的时候，祭司要吹角，这个是拯救的角。
So the salvation of the horn of salvation is when the Israelite need to march on.
拯救的角还有另外一面的意义。
There's another meaning for this horn of salvation.
那个拯救的角就是一个羊角里头装着膏油。
And this particular utensil will contain the ointment.
这个是一个内在的生命。
This is something speaks of the inner life.
只有君王有这样子的膏油。
Only the king has this kind of ointment.
只有大祭司侍奉神旨意的人有这样子的膏油。
Only the high priest who has this ointment.
只有在神旨意的里面的人有这样子的膏油。
Only those who are in God's purpose have this kind of ointment.
大卫真认识神，你是我的盾牌，你是我拯救的脚。
So David said, "You are my shield, the horn of my salvation."
虽然大卫在旷野漂流
，even though he is wandering in the wilderness,
但是因为拯救的脚叫他永远有方向。
So because of this horn of salvation, he has direction.
虽然大卫在受苦，在那个在旷野漂流。
In the midst of this wandering and suffering,
但是因为他里头有一个高油的生命，他没有苦毒，没有那个对别人的害的念头。
So through his suffering, he has no hatred.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲了那么多，到底在讲什么？
So what are we really talking about today?
每一个信徒都要有一个属灵的实际。
So every one of us has to have that spiritual reality.
在这个实际的里面，我们要看见我们是蒙恩的罪人。
So in this reality, we must see that we are the saved sinners.
我们也要靠着主的恩典，在神的旨意上一直往前。
Through His grace, that we need to march on His purpose.
雅各变成以色列是我们生命的例子。
So how Jacob turned to Israel is our example.
以色列百姓离开埃及进到旷野侍奉神是我们生命的例子。
So how the Israelites depart from Egypt into the land is also our example.
神找到一个合神心意的人成为引进救主来到地上的那个人。
So when God found his people and to whomAnd how Savior was brought to us.
也是我们生命的例子。
It's also the example for our lives.
总的来说，叫我们看见耶和华我们的神是救主。
In summary, we need to see that God is our Savior.
唯有他是独行其事的神。
It's only Him that He has a
sovereign God who does things His way.我们在神的面前要往前。
In God, we must move forward.
我们今天要注意一件事情。
We must pay attention to one thing.
就是我们全教会一个都缺不了。
We cannot miss one, not even one member among us.
我们不能够在我们当中有蛇的生命在抵挡神的旨意。
We cannot have the life of a serpent to oppose God's will.
反过来说，我们承认我们每个人的里头都有一个推蛇的生命。
So quite to the contrary, we must acknowledge that we have this life of a serpent in us.
我们承认，我们愿意主的救恩临到我们身上。
We must acknowledge and then to accept God's salvation to us.
我们要在神的旨意上认真来寻求，因为我们愿意遵守他的旨意。
In God's way, purpose, we need to seek His will.
虽然外面的环境一下子不会改变好。
So even though the external circumstance may not change,
但是神保证一定会好。
But God assure us that everything will be good.
如果我们是一个真实倚靠主的人，
if we truly trust Him.
我们再唱诗歌49首。
Let's sing the hymn.
我们在唱的时候，我们心里头要有一个渴慕。
So we must have this desire.
我们渴慕有真实的属灵实际。
To seek the true real spiritual reality.
我们不要说，哎呀，我们都是主的儿女。
Don't say that we are all God's children.
是，我们是主的儿女。
Yes, we are the children of God.
但是我们要有主儿。